Hey, Lex Coach Mike here, LexCoachMike.com. This is a sample or a portion of a really interesting podcast with Coach Andrew Fink. Did a great job at Mount Ida. Actually, he was 171-91, four-time Coach of the Year in the NAC and the GNAC. Now he's over at University of St. Joseph with a new program, actually working with the girls, and they start their varsity D3 next year. The full podcast was kind of crazy, man. The guy runs the same 45-minute script at the beginning of practice, 40 to 45 minutes every day. But when you look at the drills, there's such a methodology to the way he does it. This turns out to be oftentimes included in that group. This is a shooting drill, but it's also a conditioning drill. I just found it really interesting. And, you know, so often we're trying to get middies to shoot on the run. We're trying to get D-middies and poles. Good shots and drills. This is a great way to do it, and it's got a ton of hidden conditioning in it, too. Takes a little bit of thought in terms of how you adjust the pace of these two guys. These guys are going down the field in pairs, and then we're putting cones out in front of the cage to protect the goalies, and they're making three passes between the hash marks, and then they're just ripping a shot. There's also another cage on the far side, and a coach feeds the non-shooting player, and he takes a shot on the other cage, both with goalies. Anyway, here's Coach Andrew Fink. The name may sound familiar to you. He's huge on championship production videos and has been a speaker for a lot of years at LaxCon. So it may sound familiar, but I found the full podcast just really, really intriguing. Interesting guy. Wouldn't pigeonhole him in any way, shape, or form in terms of transition or traditional or the way he practices. Kind of got his own way and obviously met with a lot of success. Anyway, here's Coach Andrew Fink on this 50-yard, two-man pair shooting drill.
You know, big on eyes up, big on transition. So, again, that's a pretty common drill, but I would say what separates us a little bit is that we put in the box goals. And again,
right.
They gave us a good, solid 6-minute drill instead of, again, what was before. But then we get to a shooting drill, which now you can understand why they're like, oh, let's get to the shooting drill, you know, as players. What we do is we take, the balls up to just about under midfield and they line up in a pair. And again, the kind of philosophy of my practice is that we're almost never separate. You're always in a group. So again, if you line up, coaching, if you're an attackman and I'm a defenseman, we wouldn't be two defensemen or two attackmen. Whoever is up is up. And again, you have to adapt to the skill set of your pair. So they will pass about three passes going down the field, working on one side of the field, a pass back on a third pass. One player will shoot on a goal on the end line, the end zone, I guess you could say, and they're shooting on a goalie in net. The player that passed the ball on, let's say, the left side will receive a pass from a coach on the low wing, and then he'll catch and shoot on a second set of goals with another goalie in net. And what they're doing is they're running about 50 yards, throwing and catching on the run in a pair, and shooting on the run. And I love this because, again, it's a half-field cardio. I love it because you really have to make sure that you can get it out and catch it with eyes up. And I think it kind of gets back to our style of play, which is kind of a give-and-go, run-and-gun transition style. So it helps these guys adapt. The other thing is, I bet you can imagine, is they miss the cage a lot. Because they start practice, right? And they're shooting flat-footed and they're trying to hit pipes and they're trying to hit corners, and that's all great, but that's not how we score. We score on the run or the one more or the hockey assist, or so it's always a transition, which is our best offense. So then they're doing it off a catch and they've got to do it on the run, and how many guys are falling or failing away or they're just hitting, they're missing the goal by, 5 yards. So it really kind of puts a spotlight when you're collecting the balls, how many are in the net or the goalie saved, and how many are just all over the field. So it's a great indicator of, hey, how do we look here? And,
I love it.
Yeah.
I got a couple questions for you, Coach.
Sure.
So, this is a 50-yard run, and I'd like to drill. Actually, I've never seen anything like it. And when you get down to goal line, there's actually two cages down there and two goalies.
Yes.
Is that correct? And then you have coaches in the corner, so whoever didn't get the last pass, and as soon as they got the catch, shot it on the run, the coach is feeding the other guy, and he's doing the other thing on the other cage.
Yeah.
Do you put cones out there or have a limit on how close they can be to the goalie when they come in and shoot? I mean, are your goalies getting shelled in this drill or using tennis balls? Or?
Yes. What I do is, first, on the I do a runway down. We use the hashes because we had football lines. But if I don't have hashes, I'll use the cones down. And then we'll cone almost like outward. So yeah, they're not killing the goalies. The goalies like it because they get to get live shots, but we do respect them that, you know, some of the younger guys, you know, will rip it or maybe too close. So we definitely cone it off to make sure that, A, the goalies are safe. But realistically, if we're in a transition situation, are they really going to get that close? I mean, they're going to have to pull it, and it really works on them stretching hands up, elbow up, kiss the bicep, and let it go. And that's why
those cones
so much, but
Yeah, those cones, Coach, you got those right outside of, like, time and space or time and room. Are they, like, 9 yards out from the cage or 12 yards out from the cage?
Yeah, I would say, exactly. We're between that 10, 12, I would say, you know, more on a safety. So definitely 10, 12 yards up. Enough that, again, the goalie can see it.
Right.
If it goes in, it's a heck of a shot. Yeah, but no, definitely higher up. Nothing too, too tight. Because, again, you wouldn't get that close in a game. So I definitely keep it farther back than normal, but it's good for them to really stretch to get that shot off.
Is there any stipulations in the drill, Coach, on, you know, I came down this side the first time. Next time when I go back up to the midfield to come down, I got to go down the other side, so I'm alternating right and left on my shots?
Yeah,
or are you just letting the guys go, and wherever they end up is where they're shooting?
No, I mean, I think they're pretty good about self-policing that if they end up on the left and jump to the right and keep it balanced. So they can do a good job, and because it's sometimes a pass, they can cross-handed, but again, some of the best things about the drill is that they're all doing it together. Not, you know, the defense isn't just doing, you know, stick work drill or checks drill. They're in this because they're asked to do it too. And again, with the shooting stuff and the goalies getting work, everyone really is involved in the drill. That's why it's one of my favorites, that no one's really standing around. But it works well. And at the same time, when the drill's coming to about minute five or six, you really start to see them tire. Like, their running back is not as fast as it once was. But I think you get a little competition, too, that they, you know, the goalies are throwing it back at them, and, you know, it gets a little intense where the goalies are taking advantage of those cones. So we always have a little, you know, something going on, too, with competition. But definitely one of my favorite drills because no one is just watching.
And these guys are coming down like I just know from the 35, 38 shots a game and the transition nature of the way you coach. So the first group comes down. How long before you start the second group? Are you letting them, you're not letting them get all the way down? I'm wondering how the goalies reset or how quick the groups are going to keep the cardio aspect up.
The minute they hit that third pass, we start the next group. So you're talking about them going about almost 30 something yards, but yeah, you want the goalie to be able to reset his hand.
That was my question.
And you really don't want the next shot. Yeah, and don't get me wrong, we've got some excited guys, and the goalies are, you know, looking back at us saying, "Geez, give us a second." So it certainly has gone that quick. I think that's why we try to keep a coach on the passing low corner. We try to have a coach always either roll out the ball or make a pass, so we can control the pace. Once in a while, we've had maybe an injured player do it or something, and it always goes wrong. So, that's when it gets wild. And certainly the goalies are saying, geez, you know, I can't even see the ball. But, yeah, so it's a great question. We definitely try to keep a coach at least up top to get the pace correct. But we need to pace it out, too, because they're running back. And, when you do too quick, people start lapping people, and then people get kind of spotlighted a little bit. So, but again, coming back to a lot of cardio, there's a lot of running in this, and there's very limited breaks. We almost never take a water break. We just do a quick talk. There's always water bottles all over the field, so you get a quick drink. I believe that, you know, 2 hours and we're done.
And hope you got all that. Check out the article section, and you'll see where I wrote this up as an article. Again, just so humbled by your support of my site. We're we're 10 years doing this, man, and 8,000 free members, and you guys are just awesome, and I'm greatly, greatly humbled by your willingness to hear about new ideas to put our kids in a better position to be successful. Until next time, Lax Coach Mike, laxcoachmike.com.